I'm Trevor Castle, broadcasting from St. Mary's Catholic Church in Pella for the 25th Annual Campaign for Persons with Intellectual Disabilities. The Knights of Columbus in Pella are raising money for the special education departments at Pella and Pella Christian Schools, for the Special Olympics of Iowa, for 818 Forward with Faith, and also for the Christian Opportunity Center. And earlier today, we heard from outgoing COC Director John Eilers, and we welcome in John's successor, Jody Tucker, who as of Friday will be the new director of the Christian Opportunity Center. Jody, thanks for coming in. Pleasure to meet you, and welcome to your new role with COC.
Great, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start first. What's your background? Where do you come from, and your excitement level of being the new COC director?
Yeah, I'm a Pella native, and I have actually been with COC for 24 years now. So
wow.
just a hot minute, you know.
Just a little bit.
So I have done a lot of different roles there. I've been in management. I've been done some of the coordination for the people that we support, and so each job that I've taken has led me to this place. I've been the associate director for the past 5 years, so I feel ready to step into this new role. So,
and what challenges await you and COC and the industry?
I think our biggest challenge continues to be staffing the workforce. We definitely have seen improvements over the last few months. We're starting to get some new hires, but we just have certain shifts that are just very hard to fill, and it's an industry that is hard, but it is so rewarding, and so we just want to be able to bring more people in. We've also seen in our homes we have openings last longer for people with disabilities. We need to find the right mix of people to live in those homes and to be good housemates with each other. So that's a challenge that we face.
So folks, you know, I think for the most part have an understanding, you know, Christian Opportunity Center, they work with folks that have disabilities.
Yes.
But can you just go maybe a little bit deeper than that in terms of what exactly you do? And then let's talk a little bit with the Knights and how what they do might help you guys out.
Great. We provide both residential and vocational supports. And so we have a lot of four-person group homes throughout the community. We have a day program where people come in during the day and maybe go out into the community to learn some different living skills in the community. Our goal is to really just empower individuals with disabilities to live to their fullest potential. What do they want to do? What do they want to accomplish? Do they want to have a job? We can help them get a job. Do they want to live independently, but they just need to work on some skills first? We can help them learn those skills in a group home setting. So we just really try to find out what do they want and help them achieve that. As far as the Knights of Columbus, we are so thankful for all their years of support. Last year, with their support, we were able to purchase another handicap accessible wheelchair van so that people can go out into the community. Without transportation, they're stuck at home. So having another wheelchair accessible van allowed more people to be able to go out into the community more regularly. They've helped us just be able to purchase different needed items before that don't come through our normal funding sources.
Yeah, so great work out of these guys. As I look
so
at the tote board here, you know, they're just 2 hours into this thing. They've made 170 calls. We have 59 donors so far, over $20,000, and those numbers will continue to climb throughout the rest of the afternoon and evening as these guys keep doing their thing. And as we close, Jody, I just maybe give you a chance, if folks get a call from these guys, just maybe a plea on your behalf and on behalf of the schools and the other organizations to help out. How important is it?
Yeah, supporting individuals with disabilities, like I said, it's such a rewarding thing, and to have the Knights work so hard to raise funds to help with that, I just encourage everyone to find a way to get involved, whether it's through responding to a call from the Knights when they get it today, by providing financially for us, volunteering, or just, you know, employment, come and work with us if you need a job. But any amount of involvement is a great, will change your life drastically.
Well, again, congratulations on the new role. Thanks so much for coming out and joining us today, and have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, that's Jody Tucker. She is the new director as of Friday at the Christian Opportunity Center in Pella, taking over for John Eilers, who retires tomorrow. And the COC is one of the benefactors of the 25th Annual Campaign for Persons with Intellectual Disabilities in Pella. I'm Trevor Castle. Another interview coming up in just a little bit here on 92.1 KRLS.